From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Airstrikes kill mid-level Islamic State leaders. The U.S. military says an Islamic State leader with direct links to the alleged ringleader of last month's terrorist attacks in Paris was killed in a coalition airstrike in Syria. Coalition spokesman Colonel Steve Warren said at a news briefing Tuesday, Sharaf el-Muadan was killed Christmas Eve.
He was a Syrian-based ISIL member with a direct link to Abdel Hamid Aboud, the Paris attack cell leader. Al-Mudain was actively planning additional attacks against the West. So my point is this, we will continue to hunt ISIL leaders who are working to recruit, plan, and inspire attacks against the United States of America and our allies.
Warren noted that Mouadine was among a total of 10 IS leadership figures killed in coalition airstrikes in the past month. They include another IS figure who had links to the Paris terror network and a Bangladeshi man educated in Britain, allegedly a hacker for Islamic State. Burkina Faso has a new leader for the first time in nearly 30 years, President Roch Marc Kabore, taking the oath of office Tuesday.
Je jure devant le peuple burkinabé.
Mr. Kabore promised to preserve, respect, enforce, and defend the Constitution at a ceremony from Ouagadougou broadcast live on Burkina B radio and television. Mr. Kabore's swearing-in comes 14 months after former President Blaise Compaoré was overthrown in a mass uprising sparked by an attempt to extend his 27-year rule. A transitional government organized the presidential ballot that Mr. Kabore won last month with 53% of the vote. The vote originally set for October, but delayed by a failed coup attempt by members of Burkina Faso's elite presidential guard. This is VOA News. The Obama administration has expressed growing concern over an increase in civilian casualties in Syria since Russia began airstrikes. U.S. spokesman Mark Toner said Secretary of State John Kerry brought the matter up in a phone call with his Russian counterpart, Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov.
NGOs have reported the Russian airstrikes in Syria have killed hundreds of civilians, including first responders, hit medical facilities, schools and markets, and led to the displacement of over 130,000 Syrians in October and the first half of November. Of course, we're deeply, deeply concerned about these reports of high civilian casualties in particular. We've seen a marked and troubling increase in reports of these civilian casualties since Russia commenced its air campaign there.
Russia has denied causing civilian deaths in Syria. It says its airstrikes against what it called terrorists are carefully coordinated with the Syrian army to avoid civilian targets. North Korean state media say a top aide, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, has died in a car crash. 73-year-old Kim Yong-gon, head of the Pyongyang United Front Department, the unit that manages the North's ties with South Korea, died early Tuesday. Greg Scarlato is head of the Committee for Human Rights in North Korea.
Of course, there is always suspicion of foul play. Even downtown Pyongyang, one cannot see that many cars. We're not sure as to the actual location of the accident. But whenever one hears a story about a senior official having been killed in a car crash, suspicion of foul play is always there.
A career party diplomat, Kim led a high-level delegation that held emergency talks in August with South Korean envoys after troops from the rival government's traitor artillery fire, part of a dispute over South Korean propaganda broadcasts into the North. A suicide blast in Mardan, Pakistan, left at least 26 dead, more than 20 wounded. The blast in the city northwest of Islamabad occurred outside the door of a government office responsible for issuing identity cards. Jamaat al-Ahrar, which is part of the anti-state alliance of Islamist groups called Tehrik-e-Taliban Pakistan, has claimed responsibility. Voters in Central African Republic are heading to the polls Wednesday in national elections aimed at ending more than 2 years of sectarian violence that has killed thousands and displaced millions. It follows a coup by the Muslim Salika alliance that ousted the government of President Francois Bozizé. Violence and organizational difficulties have repeatedly delayed the vote. 30 candidates are vying for president. Nearly 2 million voters will cast ballots for a legislature. Ethiopia, Egypt, and Sudan Tuesday signed an agreement with two French companies to carry out studies on the potential impact of Ethiopia's Grand Renaissance Dam on the flow of the Nile River. It's part of a months-long effort to forge a joint approach to handling water supplies. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.